It's the 18th of May 2012, and I'm here to interview Mr. Alan Holmes, whose uncle was with 103 Squadron here. Right, Alan, could you tell us about your uncle?
I certainly can. Right, my uncle was Frank Norman Holmes, born at 20 foot in Kirmington and went to school in Kirmington. He joined 103 Squadron in 1941 and completed 30 ops with Jeff Madden, Don Charwood, Graham Briggs. I forgot the names of the other just at the moment. And then after he did the 30 ops, he went to Finningley Gunnery Training, didn't like that, and volunteered for 582 Pathfinders. And on there, that was in 1944, I think. And he was lost on the night of May the 4th, 1944, on a raid to Montdidier. That was the same night as the big Maley raid, where there was 400 odd bombers. The other thing, a little story about Uncle Frank, was he was always late for briefings at Elsham, because him and forgot his name now. Anyway, he was always going poaching, and he got caught with the Lord Yarborough's gamekeeper, and was taken before Lord Yarborough, who said to his gamekeeper, "What's this man doing here?" Well, he said, "We've caught him poaching, my lord." Well, he says, "He can go shooting wherever he likes. Don't bring him here again, because he's doing a far better job than you." And so that was some of the antics that they got up to. He was lost on May the 4th, as I say, 1944. He is laid to rest in a cemetery in Rouen in France. I don't remember him, because I was only about 4 years old then when he was lost. Another little story, apparently, when I was a little kid, when he came home on leave, my father and Uncle Frank, they had a little air rifle, not very powerful, I don't think, and they used to give me pennies to crawl under the table, and they used to fire pellets at my backside. So there was all this up to some fun, and, you know, they had to have some fun in them days, because who knows how long they was going to be here with us. They never grew into old men. He was always a young guy to me. There's not a lot more I can say about him, really.
You regularly go to the Merlis-le-Camp Remembrance Service. Could you tell us something about that?
Yeah, Merlis-le-Camp, that was a big raid. Some Lancasters went from Elsham Wold. One of the old veterans, Jimmy Graham, was one of the men that flew on that, and Jimmy was at the Merlis celebrations or commemorations this May, which is 2012, with one or two others, another Australian guy there as well. It's very well attended. The air cadets from Scunthorpe and Immingham, they also come along, and form they have the band, which comes along with us and do various presentations, concerts, and they do all the national anthems for at all the cemeteries that we visit, the British, the Australian, Canadian, New Zealand, and they put up a good show for us, as the cadets. And we do various other visits after that to different cemeteries. And the reception we get is absolutely fantastic from all the French people and all their standard bearers, the turnout, firemen, everybody at every cemetery that we go to, which is absolutely fantastic. So all the lads that we lost are all very well remembered, and the cemeteries and the graves are all fantastic and well looked after.
That's fabulous. Lovely.
So
thank you. Thank you, Alan. That's brilliant. Thank you.